Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program, we take a look at the Republican Senate race. And on the program today, Danny Tarkanian. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Jill Derby, Howard Rosenberg, and Robert Eidhoven. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Save energy and money. Take control at NVEnergy.com.
Success has come to TRI through public-private partnerships. I'm here at the new USA Parkway interchange with master developer Don Roger Norman and commission chairman Bum Hess from Story County. Let's listen in.
Roger, it's impressive how you were able to do this bridge in half the time at half the cost. How were you able to do that?
It was a great team of people, NDOT, Story County, the cooperation with everybody, the contractors. This all went extremely fast and under budget.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
I want to talk to you about immigration. There are those that are talking about this being a time when so many immigrants have left this country and gone back to their own countries because there is no work here, and that we have probably the least amount of problem with immigration because of the lack of jobs in this country, that this might be an appropriate time to take another look at immigration. The last time, as you recall, President George W. Bush was trying to work with Senator McCain and Senator Reid to put something together. What are your thoughts on what we should be doing, and maybe should we be taking advantage of this time?
I think whether it's this time or 2 years ago or in the future, the same laws should apply. We have a country of laws, and they need to be enforced. If we want to allow more people to come in the country and work here, because there's a demand for jobs, then change INS laws and allow more work permits for people that can come in here. When unemployment is high like it is now, then reduce those work permits where you don't have as many people coming in here. But you can't allow people to come in the country illegally and then reward them for that when they get here while you have people waiting in line to get into our country legally. The way to resolve the problem over and above trying to build a fence to protect our borders, which everyone talks about, is you need to take away the incentives of why people are coming into the country illegally. And we need to enforce the laws right now that say if you're not in the country legally, you're not entitled to a taxpayer education, you're not entitled to taxpayer health care, you're not entitled to taxpayer welfare or any other type of entitlement programs, and you're certainly not entitled to a job. And if you can identify employers that are hiring employees that are not here legally, then they should be penalized at such a high enough rate that they're going to be discouraged from hiring them.
But you would do you accept the fact that there are, you know, somewhere around between 12 and 15 million people without documentation in this country?
Well, they're here illegally. It's not without documentation. I mean, that word is a misnomer. If you're here illegally, you're here illegally. And I understand they want to sugarcoat the wording for it. And if you are here illegally, you're not entitled to these programs that should be provided to the United States citizens. Citizens that actually need assistance and help right here, that live in, here in the country legally. And I'm not sure if there's 13 million or if there's 30 million. I don't see how you can identify exactly how many are in here when, for the most part, illegal immigrants don't want to be identified and they won't show their numbers.
But if, last question on this. If somebody's been here 20 years, has a family here, is part of their community, no mercy, no amnesty.
Sam, it's always great to hear that argument because anytime you want to find an extreme position, you throw out the most sensitive and most compassionate argument. And sure, it would be very difficult to send someone back to Mexico, particularly if they've had a child born here in the United States. But you have to enforce the laws you have. You can't make exceptions just because you want to be compassionate to this person when you have other people. You know, I heard a story in Fox News when this immigration issue was big 2 years ago about this wife who had waited several years to reunite with her husband because she was under the regular program to get in legally in our country. Why should she have to wait, be away from her spouse, but we're going to reward somebody who came in here illegally? It's not right. It's got to be stopped. And I believe the vast majority of Americans, even Hispanic minorities, are in favor of this.
Let's move now to the U.S. Senate campaign. We have an unprecedented number of candidates on the Republican side that I can recall in my memory. How does that help get a Republican elected over Senator Reid when you've got so many candidates, and how do you differentiate yourself from the rest of the group?
Well, I don't think the number matters. It's the number of people that can poll a significant amount of votes that are going to change the election results. Right now, Sue Loudon and myself are substantially higher in the latest head-to-head poll in the primary. Sharon Angle is certainly going to get her share of the votes, and she is certainly somebody that will make a difference in this race. John Chachas, who has a lot of money in New York, may or may not, depending on how his media buy goes. But right now, it looks like it's between us three. And with Sue Loudon and myself as the clear frontrunners, we have differentiated my political positions from Sue Loudon's political positions. And these are things that have been stated on the record. Sue Loudon has come out, and she has defended the first financial bailout. She said it was difficult times, panic was on the street, something had to be done. See, I'm against the bailouts, including that bailout. I believe that first bailout led to the second and third, and it was wrong. Sue Loudon feels Harry Reid has failed the state, this is the second area, because he doesn't bring enough federal spending back to the state. See, I think we need to cut the federal spending. We should eliminate all pork projects, leave the pork projects to the states to pay for them if they want. So that's another area we're different.
Okay, first let me ask you about your first bailout. That was under the Bush administration, yes, when you have the Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury and everyone coming to you as president or U.S. senator and saying we are this close to going off the cliff. What would you have done?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to stand up and defend policy that's wrong, whether Republican did it or Democrat, and I think that was the wrong policy. I would have followed Senator Mint's proposals. First of all, we're taking it as a given that we were ready to fall off a cliff. Maybe it was many of these financial institutions that didn't want their companies to collapse that came with these type of recommendations and demands to the presidents. We needed people with strong convictions who were going to follow the Constitution and principles of our country. Well, you don't take taxpayer dollars and give them to private entities to survive. I would have followed Senator DeMint's proposals. He listed several of them, one of which was to eliminate the appraisals of the property and go to the market-to-market analysis, which would have more valued the properties that were out there at their fair market value as opposed to the depressed value because of the current housing condition. I'm talking about any property. I'm in commercial real estate, and they do the same appraisals of it.
Okay, but I mean, when you were talking about bank bailouts. I'm sorry, I was just getting confused by where you were going.
Well, the bank bailouts, a lot of it was caused because of the way the values of your property, whether it was residential or whether it was commercial, depreciated so badly. And they depreciated because the money froze and there wasn't buyers out there. But it wasn't like the property was going to be sold for that amount either. Like, I own property that
was actually succeeding, and I would have sold it
for those lower depressed values.
But at that time, when you're faced with a decision and you have all of the folks, Republican or Democrat, that are charged with overseeing our economy, and they come to you with this crisis, there's not, the DeMint proposal wasn't on the table.
Sure it
at
was.
That
Sure was. Senator DeMint, at the time that these discussions were being made, came out with his proposals. He mentioned that. He mentioned getting rid of the Community Reinvestment Act, which forced banks, the government forced banks, to lend to people that weren't qualified to get more home ownership. Those were on the table. And he warned that if we didn't do this, we were going to have a worse problem, which we're in now.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Big spending, higher taxes, record deficits. Washington is out of control. Sue Loudon has taken on big spending career politicians before, and she'll do it again. A successful businesswoman, Sue Loudon wants big government to get out of the way so small business can invest, innovate, and hire again. Loudon's plan, spend less, borrow less, tax less, and no more bailouts. Sue Loudon for U.S. Senate.
I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call this number now.
I owed over $19,000 on my credit card, but I only paid $3,800.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call this number or go to debt10000.com and let us help.
I owed over $11,500 on my credit cards, but I only paid $3,400.
Call 800-604-4763 or go to debt10000.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in a very crowded primary. I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier. You were talking about pork. Senator Reid would call them earmarks. And on this program, he was defending them and saying that, you know, it's in the Constitution that the Congress should spend money as well, that all the money shouldn't be coming out of the White House.
It's not in the Constitution that the federal government is going to fund and pay for individual products in the state. If the people in Florida want to pay for a tunnel so the turtles can go under the road and not get hit by their truck, the people in Florida should pay for that. The other 49 state citizens should not. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say we should be paying for individual state projects.
Okay, but we are sending our tax dollars to Washington. Yeah. Senator Reid or any other senator is graded on how much money comes back. We lose out in a lot of ways because the state is not overly generous in certain areas, and so we don't get matching funds.
You're missing the point. We don't miss out because of that. We are losing money because we give it to the federal government, let them allocate it, so 535 congressmen and senators can fight to see who can bring more back to the state. And we have a pork race, which is causing a skyrocketing deficit. What we should do is we should eliminate those projects, give the money back to the people in the state, and then if the state government wants to tax those people to do a project, let them do that. I firmly believe the states are a better judge of what needs to be done in the state than legislators back in Washington, D.C., who are all extorting, or trying to do whatever else they can to influence legislation so that they can take more of our taxpayer dollars and use it for their individual district.
And if you want to watch this, you know, pretty much 365 days a year, just watch C-SPAN, because this debate was put on to the major networks, but this kind of sausage making goes on every day.
It sure does, but it doesn't make it right. What's happening right now, we're seeing this around the country, and I'm part of this movement. There is a movement around the country to get us back to a more more limited and responsible government. They want our federal legislature to do what it's supposed to do and not expand its programs to try to solve all the social ills. They don't want this type of spending. I see it everywhere I go, every place I talk to it. They want these pork projects, these earmark projects stopped, and they want us to get back to responsible fiscal responsibility.
Let me ask you just quickly about some of the controversy within the Republican Party.
We have controversy.
We have controversy. I sometimes read and think they sound just like Democrats there. But you have the National Committee Man, former Governor Robert List, supporting your opponent. You have the far-right conservative Chuck Muth takes you on almost every day on his...
I don't even know who Chuck Muth is.
Okay. He certainly knows who you are, sir.
I'm glad he's taken notice of me. With respect to Bob List, that's Sue Loudon has the establishment people supporting her, and she's the establishment candidate, and she can do that. On a normal year, it might help her out. I believe people want an independent voice, someone who's going to go back to Washington, D.C., and represent the people, not the party chair or the party representative like Bob List. Let Bob List and the other establishment support this former state senator Loudon. I have the people that are going to support me, and I'm going to win this race in June.
Interesting story in today's Reno Gazette Journal about plans to actually plant a forest in northern Nevada that would be available not only for wood, but would also absorb carbon and therefore be eligible, for, if cap and trade goes through, to be able to swap energy credits and make money that way. That seems to me like a very business-like way of approaching this.
I'm not familiar with that, but I will make a promise to you. If I'm elected as the next United States Senator, I'm going to do everything I can to stop cap and trade. It's a horrible piece of legislation that would destroy our economy.
And in what way would it destroy our economy?
When you're taking businesses that can barely make it right now, and they're trying to compete internationally, and we're going to tax them.
For example, which kind of businesses?
Come on, Sam, you don't think the businesses in the United States are struggling right now?
I don't disagree. But
they all are. And right now we're struggling. We're trying to compete internationally. And we're going to tax our businesses here with this carbon emissions tax, while we have other countries around the world that aren't following that, China, Russia, the other ones we're trying to compete with, that are already paying lower prices for their workers. They don't provide the same safety in the workplace. And now we're going to say you don't have to pay this carbon tax, but we're going to do it here in the United States. Why would we want to decimate our economy right now? See, we got to get back to what's the main focus here for the people in the United States, and that is to get our economy turned around and jobs created. And you don't do that by taxing businesses more for this carbon emissions.
And that's it. That's where we got to leave it. I thank you so much for being here, as always, and we look forward to you coming back.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And will you debate on the program?
I would love to debate. I'll be at every debate that's available.
All right. Thank you. Danny Tarkany. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Get a used car down the street. Like this Chrysler PT Cruiser, just $149 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Join us on the next Face to Face, where we'll bring you newsmakers and commentary you won't find anywhere else. That's on the next Face to Face.
Seven out of 10 Americans have credit card debt. Like this single mom who couldn't make ends meet and fell behind on her payments. Or this couple who considered bankruptcy because of their debt.
Call American Debt Specialist now to find out if you can reduce or even settle your debt for good. If you qualify, you could have one easy monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and proven.
It was amazing.
I'm glad I made the call.
Call 800-854-1612 now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in income tax to the IRS or state? Call today for a free consultation on how much your tax debt can be reduced. Don't wait. Find out how much money you could be saving today.
Call 800-490-0423. That's 800-490-0423.
Get a used car down the street or get a new car alternative. Like this Dodge Caliber sedan for just $149 per month. Get more for your money only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here, political consultant with J3 Strategies, and among the many campaigns that he runs, he's running the campaign for Sue Loudon. Jill Derby is here, former chair of the Nevada Democratic Party, and Howard Rosenberg, a UNL professor and media critic for 23 years, the longest serving in the country. So, Robert, okay. I would say that there was probably some happiness in the Loudon campaign when the poll came out this weekend in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, saying that Sue Loudon is now leading the Republican PAC by a substantial lead. Your thoughts on this?
Well, it's always a good reflection of the work that's being done when a poll like that comes out. You wish your staff couldn't see it. You know, you don't want your campaign staff to see numbers like that and relax, because we know no votes have been cast yet. So it's a good reflection of where the race is today, but we also know there's a lot of work to do, and you know, we're probably 55 days till the primary, but long way to go, but it's a great place to be.
You know, Senator Reid's campaign has not fired back since December. His poll numbers are awful. What are your thoughts on what that campaign needs to do to get themselves back on track?
Well, there's still a long way to go. And one of the things is that once the primary's over, then the Reid campaign can target whoever their opponent is and raise whatever their particular vulnerabilities are. Until that time, it's sort of a one-sided show that's going on here. It's easy to shoot at Reid, but then he can't really go after the records of the primary opponents, because there, how many are there? There are a lot.
Well, he seems to be taking Sue Loudon pretty seriously at this point. Most of the attacks are coming that way.
Yeah, and I think that Sue Loudon is somebody to be taken seriously at this point.
Howard, you've watched many campaigns over the years. You've seen Senator Reid's poll numbers. What is it going to take for him to move that dial?
I don't honestly know, Sam. I know that this. I know this much.
What kind of expert are you?
The first thing that you learn when you're an expert is you're not an expert, because those people out there in television land are the ones that make the decision. Much of the decision is made upon what they see, and what they're seeing may not be real. So they need to read. They need to ask questions. They need to go and meet these people and actually take an active part in an election. I'm sick to death of seeing elections bought. I have $4 billion, so I can be king. Congratulations. What does that do for the rest of us?
Right, but
I'd like to see something based on real, honest-to-God interaction with people.
Well, in the Sue Loudon campaign, we've traveled over 10,000 miles just since January 1st around this state, speaking at every owl club you can go to, or... You know, we're getting all over the state as much as we can, trying to interact, have that interaction with voters, and get Sue introduced. She's never run on a statewide ballot, unlike the person second place in our primary, or the person who's third place. She's on her seventh consecutive campaign. And so we've got a lot of work to do, and I think the poll numbers show we're doing it. But you're right. You got to get out there and meet people and let them voice their opinion.
Well, I just wanted to add that I think the Reid campaign has to make a better case of what Senator Reid has done for the state and what his being in the position he is brings to the state. The truth is that in the U.S. Senate, we hold in Nevada, our little state, the number one position. A freshman coming in will never have the kind of clout, not initially, or the ability to bring the benefit back to Nevada. And I think that's the case that had to be. In fact, why many Republicans are on board with Senator Reid is exactly that fact. We have enormous influence and power in the U.S. Senate today because we have number one. When we elect a freshman, we'll go right down the list pretty
quickly. That's what Tom Daschle said about John Thune. And South Dakota has 4.4 unemployment today. We have 14% unemployment today.
But it's relative, isn't it? Bob? I mean, come on, let's look at
the fact that we're going to lose statehood if we don't reelect Senator Reid, I don't think is resonating in the polls show that.
But John Thune was also a former governor who was very popular.
He was in the House of Representatives, which is an at-large state. Congressional district. They only have one.
I'm a little confused. You just said we're going to lose statehood.
Well, I mean, I'm the most powerful guy. You can't do without me, Nevada. That's the Harry Reid campaign, and I don't think it's resonating.
Okay, all right.
You can't do without me. We're not going to have him forever. I mean, people are going to have to get used to the fact whether it's this November or sometime in the future, if you think that we have to have Harry Reid there, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
When you have one of the most powerful people in the country in office, you're lucky enough as a small state to have that. I think you want to maintain that position. The other thing is the comparison with South Dakota just doesn't work for so many reasons. South Dakota isn't dependent on the narrow base of revenue that we have been with our entertainment industry and so on and so forth. They've maintained a pretty strong economic position all the way through for a lot of different reasons.
You know, there's one wonderful thing about this. This kind of discussion, if people will just pay attention to it, can give them the information they need to make an informed decision. That's what the media should be doing. Looking for everyone. A good fight never hurt anybody, as long as you don't use your nails. Everything else is fine. You know, we can talk, we can disagree, we can agree, but at least everyone watching has something that they're listening to that helps them to make a decision. And I don't care who anybody votes for, get out and vote. That's the most important thing that can happen.
And one of the big things is going to be turnout here in the primary.
Yeah. Right. You know, the 06 primary, the last time we had a midterm primary was August 15. And we all know how low the turnout was then. Yeah. We'll see if June 8 works. I like June 8 for a couple reasons. It gives time to unite the parties, both, you know, Republican and Democratic. In this case, it doesn't really affect Senator Reid. But and I hope that there's a higher turnout by having it earlier in the summer. I mean, August 15 primary, especially in Las Vegas, you know, 115 degrees, it's... I couldn't think of a worse time when to have a primary as when it was in 06.
You got the last 10 seconds.
We're better off with the June primary, no question about it. The late primary made it difficult for a lot of different reasons, and we're better off.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all for a very spirited debate. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Let's go over the costs one more time. There's the hearse and the limousine, the casket and the vault, the flower arrangement, and the organist, and our services here at the funeral home. So, here's the grand total. Did your mother have insurance?
It all adds up so fast. The costs of a funeral and burial, many of them unexpected, can place a heavy burden on your family. Physicians Life Insurance Company would like to make this difficult time easier for your loved ones. Just call this number to get free information on our guaranteed life insurance. If you're 45 to 80, you are guaranteed up to $10,000 of coverage designed to help your loved ones with the expenses they'll face. No medical exam, no health questions, no hassles. Plus, your coverage can never be canceled because of your age or health. It's lifelong security that's simple and straightforward. And to make things even easier for your family, we'll also send you this Final Wishes Planner free. This valuable guide puts all your personal information and last wishes in one place, saving your family from a long and confusing search. The details in this planner will ensure your wishes are known and help lift a burden from your loved ones. Physicians Life Insurance Company has been protecting hardworking families like yours for nearly half a century. We listen, we care, and we deliver on our promises. So call this number to get your free information kit and Final Wishes Planner directly by mail. There's no cost or obligation, and the planner is yours to keep no matter what. Remember, a little planning now can make a big difference for your loved ones later on. Call now.
To get your free information kit and Final Wishes Planner, call toll-free 1-800-230-9172. 1-800-230-9172.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
A lack of precipitation in the Colorado Rockies this winter means problems for Southern Nevada. We'll have Pat Mulroy on our next show to talk.